I guess one of the things that you'll know as players, perhaps we get a bit excited about, it's almost 2-1, bloody hell, that's one game gone, but if you're losing 2-1 at half-time in a match, you wouldn't be filled with panic, would you?
No, definitely. I think if you look at the situations we got ourselves into last night, we're going there knowing that we've got a chance against them. They do give you a chance at the back, and you know, we missed a couple of chances last night and a couple of penalty decisions that we weren't given. And you look at how we started in the first 25 minutes, and I don't think they knew what it done. They looked shocked. They didn't know. I think the intensity that we played at was far too much for them. So we lost a little bit the second half on losing Bray. You know, he's a big player for us, and especially Bash having to go into the back four was one of the reasons they sort of wrestled momentum back from us. But yeah, we'll go there, and we'll be expecting to win the game. And I don't think that even though they played well yesterday, I don't think there's anything in their team that we should be too worried about.
Equally as well, they know that you wrestled that momentum back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think last night showed what character we've got. You know, we started really well, and the gaffer sent us out there with a game plan, and I thought we stuck to it very well. And you know, when you lose big players and you don't get the right side of big decisions, you're sort of thinking, is it going to be one of them days? But you know, it's 2-1, and it is, as you've just said, it's half time, and we'll go there on Monday night, and we'll be looking to win the game.
I know you weren't part of one, but you were part of another very good away victory. I'm thinking of the Barnsley game, obviously played a big part in that.
Yeah.
What is it about this side? Because it does seem to thrive away from home in the, you know, in the big games, even before your time at Bristol City.
Yeah, I think when you get teams that come to Bramall Lane, it's always one of the biggest games of the season for them. And teams like to sit back and soak up the pressure and try and hit us on a break. But away from home, it's sort of the home team's got to go out and try and make things happen. And I think that suits us down to the ground. And yeah, the performance at Barnsley was a very good one. I think if we can get anywhere close to that on Monday, we'll be in for a good night.
You'll have been in this position as well, I guess, as a player before. But I mean, Swindon, I know as we've said, they're one goal up, effectively. Do they defend it? Do they protect it? Do they go for another one? And often when you end up in that mindset, you end up doing neither, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think you look at last night and they give us a lot of chances. I know they like to play out from the back, and I think we nullified that quite well. They didn't seem to play out as much as we've seen on the DVD. So yeah, we put them under a lot of pressure, and you know, it's hard to play in with that intensity for the full 90 minutes. And I thought the second half, the first 10-15 minutes, it took us a little while to get back to the pressing that we were doing. And I think their second goal was unfortunate. I know it bounced right in front of Mark, and he's a little bit unfortunate not to save it. But it's 2-1, and you know, we'll go there, and the gaffer will set us up again, and we'll be going to win the game. And it's just one of them situations where we know exactly what we've got to do. We've got to go out, we've got to score, we've got to get one, try and get it to extra time, and see where we can go from there. Hopefully we get a couple, but it's going to be a tough game. No one's under any disillusions. It's not going to be tough. It's not only is it going to be a big game, it's a quick turnaround from last night's game. You see the work the lads put in. There's a lot of tired bodies in there today, and you know, we've got to brush ourselves down and get ready to go again.
You've got some other big game players here, though, haven't you?
Definitely.
Potentially, other than John, sorry.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it was just the way we lost Bray. I think he's been brilliant for us this season, certainly since I've been here, and he's a big character. And I don't think it affected the way we played. It just took a little bit of the emphasis back to them, because we lost Bash in midfield, and we got overrun a little bit. But you know, we'll go into that game on Monday, and the gaffer will pick the team that he thinks is best equipped to go and win the game, and that's what we'll be trying to do.